on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Glenn Stanton joins us, Director of Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family and a regular contributor to The Daily Citizen. Thanks, Glenn, for taking the time again to join us. Always informative.
Well, Steve, it's good to be with you and looking forward to another weekend. And we had a good week here at Focus.
Yeah. Well, listen, the topic we're covering today is something we've kind of visited in the past. But I love the information that is on the way for the listener. We're going to be talking about content Glenn provided to the Daily Citizen. The title of the article is Troubling Fertility Decline, which we've talked about in the past. Troubling Fertility Decline, Fixed by Pagan or Christian Sexual Ethics. So, Glenn, I know you've done your due diligence to get a lot of study in on the topic. What are we finding?
Yeah, well, this is a very, very, very important topic. And the article this week starts out by highlighting that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control have just reported in April, earlier this month, that not only is the U.S. fertility rate declining, but it continues to decline. It has already hit another all-time low. Last year, it hit a new all-time low. This year, it hit another all-time low. As many of your listeners may be aware of, may not be aware of because you don't really follow this stuff. You've got busy lives. Replacement level for fertility is 2.1 children per woman of fertile age. Basically, what that is replacing herself, replacing her partner, her husband, the man, and like 0.1 just to like boost it up a little bit, creating a little bit of growth. And that's for, you know, infants who don't make it and, you know, loss of life, things like that. So 2.1 is replacement level. We in the United States now hit a new low of 1.57, about 2/3, moving up to 3/4 of countries around the world are below replacement fertility. That means like we as Americans are not replacing ourselves. The Chinese are not replacing themselves. Italians are not replacing themselves. South Koreans are not replacing themselves. Same with the Japanese. And so this is a very, very important issue because we're not going to have a human tomorrow if we are not having enough babies today. And that is exactly what is happening. And so the question is, how do we start boosting fertility? And that is the real pressing problem. And that's what this article is about. It's a response to one guy, a provocateur, an online guy, who says that, well, we need to get back to pagan sexual practices, where sexuality is just like set free and people are having sex with as many people as often as they can. And so the question that I address, is it really pagan sexuality that is going to boost fertility, or is it good Christian morals and sexual ethics that is going to raise fertility? And so that's the issue that I address in this new article.
Well, a couple of things come to mind for me as I hear all of that, Glenn. One being, so we need to fix it. And I would imagine fixing it might begin with, well, what is causing the decline? And then obviously, the easiest thing to consider here is, well, what we do know is a Christian worldview lens would encourage us to find a spouse and have babies and bring them up in the Lord and populate the earth.
Yeah.
So, you know, a biblical worldview lens is actually the easy fix. But, you know, is there an actual physical reason for the decline? I mean, I've been aware of, and I don't know where China is now, but you know, in decades past, they were very restrictive, on how many kids you could have and whether you're having a boy or a girl.
No, that's exactly right. And people were choosing whether they wanted to have boys or girls. But yeah, China enacted their very pernicious and very strict one-child policy. And then they realized, like, okay, we are running out of new Chinese people. And so they went to a two-child policy. And just a few years later, they did a three-child. And now it's a, for goodness sakes, please have as many babies as you possibly can. In fact, the Chinese government has just stated at the beginning of this year that any woman in China that wants to have a baby will face no cost to her whatsoever, that the government will cover all of those costs, even the costs for IVF treatment. So, like, they are being very aggressive in how they want to, like, boost their fertility levels, because they realize this is a very serious problem. But we have to understand as Christians that the first command that God gave to humanity was to go forth and multiply. It was to, you know, the first thing he did with Adam and Eve was put them together as a married couple and then call them to go forth and multiply. And out of that comes the cultural commission that God gave them to, like, you know, subdue nature and subdue the world and things like that. But the first one was to go forth and multiply. Now, Steve, the question that you asked about what is driving declining fertility, it's super interesting. And the reason is kind of natural. We live in a very, very developed world, and the developed world in many ways is a very good place. And one of those things that has driven the development is the opportunities for women. Women are more educated today than they were 100 years ago. They have more political freedom. They have more economic freedom. They have more employment freedom. They have more educational freedom. And so it is, and I have four daughters. Like, I'm glad for that, for, you know, my daughters. All of those are a good thing. But there are downsides to progress. And one of the downsides is that as women face increasing opportunities, and again, those increasing opportunities are good, they are choosing careers, they're choosing independence, they're choosing all of those things. And at the same time, that means fertility declines. And that's exactly what is happening. So do we need to take those freedoms away from women? No, absolutely not. But what we need to do is help women realize that your 20-something years, your early 30-something years, nature has dictated it. Like, that's the ideal time to have babies. And unfortunately, so many women and so many couples are putting that off. And what sociologists are finding is that that marriage is the thing that drives fertility. You cannot have rising fertility without rising marriage rates. Those two things go together. And that's why the pagan ideal of sexuality, of just setting sexuality free, is not going to work in boosting national fertility. We need a revolution in marriage and revival in marriage, and helping young couples understand that marriage is their future. Cohabitation is not going to do it. Dating around is not going to do it. Single parenting by choice is not going to do it. It's marriage that really does boost national fertility.
Yeah. And, it, you know, when it comes to any of these social issues or things, I know often on this show, we bring it back to Jesus is the answer, and follow in those ways, the ways that we find in Scripture that you mentioned, some of what you shared, you know, as far as the social media provocateur that would say that pagan sexualities are needed to boost global fertility, that goes along. It's just the craziness that we've dealt with for the last several. The world's always been kind of crazy, but particularly in the last 5 or 10 years, just super craziness. Like,
oh, it's crazy on steroids.
That's mind boggling. And you know what? I don't know if people realize what what he's saying, what they are saying. I don't know who it was, but to go that route means sexual assault and pillaging the Vikings, people. I mean, it's
right.
You do not want to be in that place. It's just crazy.
That's what I talk about in the article, Steve, just real quick, is how even sociologically we know that monogamy is a good idea. It's empowering to women, it's empowering to men, and it's protective of society.
Yeah. Well, there's great content found, and you'll find it at the Daily Citizen. The article from Glenn Stanton is Troubling Fertility Decline Fixed by Pagan or Christian Sexual Ethics. I say Christian, as does
Absolutely.
Glenn.
Absolutely. That's what I say too, Steve. Hey, blessings, all right, man.
All right. Appreciate your time and look forward to getting you back on again real soon.
All righty. I look forward to it.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.